James, look, most companies use the exemption granted to CEOs to not put the CEO up for election. What's the situation with a joint CEO? Are we putting both the Bassetts up over the three-year cycle?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that's terrific. There's too many companies that do the exemption, where shareholders like to be able to vote in favour of a good CEO, and I think it's good that SEEK is putting both of you up. I guess it would probably be tricky in deciding who actually would be the CEO to get the exemption. So maybe we could hear from Andrew also about just how that carve-up is going. This is the only company in Australia that has joint CEOs, brothers. We've seen different presentations today, but how's it working, having the joint CEO situation, and how are you sort of carving up the responsibilities with the, with your brother?
The first part of the question, the procedural part, is I think 3 years probably part of the answer. I think one CEO gets exempted, not two, is part of the articles. It's working very well. We've divided up the business reasonably clearly for the 10 years we've been going. In terms of probably not more focused on the strategy of growth, the new business, but much more focused on the existing operations and the finance and the HR and the marketing and so on. So there's a very clear division of labour, everyone's very clear in the organisation as to who they report to or even to decisions made by. And I think the way we structure the business very much takes advantage of very different skill sets and complementary skill sets. So, you know, it's been going for 10 years now and we're very happy with the partnership, very happy with how it's going. We believe it's good for the business.